Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. We're going to take a look at great faith, the faith to move mountains. And so if you have your Bible there, turn it to Hebrews chapter 11. And if you have time after this broadcast, go ahead and read the whole chapter. This is a great chapter on faith, and it talks about some of the great patriarchs, some of the saints of old, the elders of old who received a good testimony by their faith. And so this chapter will encourage you. It will strengthen your faith walk. It will cause you to step out without fear to move forward into the kingdom. And so I encourage you to read it on your own and study it on your own. But first of all, we're going to take a look at verse 1, where the writer of Hebrews, which I believe is Paul the Apostle, the writer of Hebrews says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so we have evidence of things that we haven't seen. And you've heard the scripture, I'm sure, by now, that we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. And so we don't wait until we see things before we believe for them. We don't wait until things are in our hand and the things that we've been praying for have already materialized. We don't wait until that happens before we start to believe for those things in our life. And so faith is a substance. Paul says it's a substance, and as such, it has a tangible measuring qualities. You can actually measure faith, and the way that you measure it is you look at the works that the faith produced. You look at the works, and that is the way that you measure faith, because faith without works is dead, James tells us. And we'll take a look at that scripture here in just a little bit. But the way that you measure your faith is by your works. And I'm sure all of you have faith. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you stepped out in faith and you accepted the wooing of the Holy Spirit. You gave in to the convincing power of the Holy Spirit, and you believed of the promises of God. You believed the promises for your life, that God would give you eternal life, that He would give you peace, that He would send His Holy Spirit to guide you and to counsel you and to comfort you and to lead you into the truth in all things. And so if you are a Christian, if you are a believer, you have shown your faith, you have exercised your faith to a certain degree, and so that is good. But what I want to encourage you today to do is to look into your future, to look to the future and see what it is God wants you to do, and to pray for those things and start to believe for those things that are greater than what you see in your life right now, and start to believe for those things for the kingdom that you're praying for, your family, your community, your nation, maybe your finances, maybe to be released from some type of bondage, some type of addiction, and start to believe for those things and start to see yourself in the future and start to see how you can impact the kingdom in the future and start to believe for those things, and then you call into being that which does not exist. By the power of God, you start to call into being that which does not exist, and you become convinced of those things that you have not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, how big of a substance, or what quantity of substance is required to show great faith, or what quantity of substance is the evidence of great faith? Well, when the disciples came to Jesus in Matthew, the 17th chapter, they had not been able to cast the demons out of this young lad. And so Jesus said, well, you're lacking in faith. And so he said, because of your unbelief, you were unable to cast this demon out. And he chastised the disciples a bit there, and he said, you don't have the faith to do it. And then he said, for assuredly I say to you, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. And so Jesus was encouraging them to believe for things that were impossible for them, to believe for things that looked way beyond their capability, And in the natural realm, when we pray for things that look impossible to us, they are beyond our capability in the natural realm. But with God's power and belief, with God's power and the desire to see the kingdom move forward in our life and the desire to see our prayers answered, when we believe for things that are impossible, God says, I will make them possible because I have the power to move that mountain from here to there. I have the power, and all you have to do is you come into agreement with me, and together we will move that mountain from here to there. Apostle Paul goes on to say in verse 2, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith the elders obtained a good testimony. What does he mean by that? It means that because of their faith they were able to do great and mighty things for the kingdom. Because of their faith, they were able to see the kingdom of God move forward on the earth and in their life and in their families, and the same is true for you. By your faith, you're going to have a good testimony. And for those of you who've been workers in the kingdom and you have seen God do mighty and great things in your life, you know the testimony as you look back. You know that testimony is encouraging to you. It gives you strength. It gives you hope for the future. And when you're believing for things in the future that you haven't seen yet, as you look back, then you can recount those things that God has done for you. You can say, yes, 10 years ago I was up against the wall. My finances were terrible and I had no hope. I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. And all of a sudden, this money showed up from somewhere and I was able to pay my bills. Or my children were off in the wilderness, and all of a sudden God did a mighty work in their life. And so as you look forward to the things that you're asking God for, as you look forward, if you look back and just recount those things that God has already done for you, those things that looked impossible in your life, as you recount those things, then it will give you encouragement and it will give you hope for those things that you're asking for in the future. Then the Apostle Paul goes on in verse 3, and he gives us an example of how God spoke the world into existence, and that is the premier example of faith that we can look at in our life. In verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. And so God spoke the world into existence. He spoke the world into existence. There was no world, there was no earth, there was no sea, there were no stars, and he spoke it into existence, and he spoke into a material existence from a world that did not exist. And so that is our example. That is why Paul brings it up here, and he brings it up to show us that we can speak into existence things which do not exist, not by our power. Don't misunderstand me here. It's not our power. But when we pray for things that do not exist and we believe for things that do not exist, then we can, by the power of God, start to call those things into being. And by the power of God, if it is in God's will, if it is His will that those things come to be, that they come to pass, then what is impossible for us is possible for God. And we see that mountain move as you speak to the mountains in your life. Speak to the mountains, whatever it is. If you have drug addiction, if you have some kind of bondage, pornography, maybe your marriage is on the rocks, and you start speaking to that mountain and you say, Lord, I believe that there's something better for me. I believe there's something better for my marriage. I believe there's something better for my finances. And you start speaking to the future and calling into being that which does not exist. Calling into being the hope that you have, and be convinced then that God is going to show up and God is going to give it to you. And as you do that, then your faith will be strengthened. You will come to know that God is powerful. He cares for you. He loves you. He's concerned about the details in your life. He's concerned about your kingdom walk. And God is going to use vessels just like you, brother and sister. He's going to use vessels like you and like me. And He will use you to the extent that you believe that you can be used for the kingdom of God. Let me repeat that. He is going to use you to the extent that you believe that you can be used for the kingdom of God. And I can give testimony in my own life of how God raised me up from the pit of hell and out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a firm foundation and opened up doors for me. When I first started in ministry many years ago, I was just praying one little simple prayer. I was praying, God, show me your way. Show me your way, Lord. Open doors for me and show me your way. I want to preach the word. I want to be an ambassador for you. I want to go out and do things that are impossible. And I was just wanting to do something great and mighty for the kingdom, not for my own sake, not for any glory of my own, but just for the kingdom of God. I was grateful to the Lord Jesus for saving me. I was grateful for him picking me up out of the miry clay and setting my feet on a firm foundation. And I was wanting to go out and minister and share the good news of the gospel. And so that's what I've done. I've been willing to go. I've been willing to step forward and go places where God opened the door for me. And that is God's will for you as well, beloved. He will open the doors for you. He will see to it that you have the provision to go. And he will see to it that you are protected as you go. And as long as you have breath here on this earth, as long as you have breath and desire to serve the Lord, he's not going to take you off this earth one day sooner than he desires to, as long as you are continuing to serve and continuing to see the gospel expand in your life. God knows your last days. He knows your days. They are numbered here on this earth. But as long as you still have a desire to serve the kingdom, as long as you still have a desire to go out and bring people into the kingdom, God will leave you here to do your work until your day on this earth is done. Well, Matthew 9, we have a couple of examples here of faith in relationship to healing. In verse 20, it tells us that suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind Jesus and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. And so here's a woman who had been suffering immeasurably for many years, 12 years, the Bible tells us. She had been suffering, and I'm sure she had been diligent in prayer. In any situation like that, the person most likely would be diligent in prayer. And that is, in a way, a good thing about when we have bodily affliction, when we have infirmity and sickness. It causes us to cry out to God. It causes us to seek him in prayer. If we were all healthy all the time and felt 100% great all the time, we probably wouldn't come to the Lord too much to have our needs met or to ask God to meet our needs. But when we are sick and when we're broken and when things are falling apart in our life, when we are down on our backs, that's when we look up and that's when we cry out to God. And so here she is, having been sick for 12 years, and she had the faith to believe still that God was going to heal her. She had not given up. And for those of you out there listening to me today, some of you, I know you've had arthritis for 20 years, or you've had stomach issues for 20 years, or you've had ulcers, or you've had maybe battles with cancer, all kinds of things. Maybe your children are out there in a wilderness area and you have grown discouraged. You've grown frustrated, disappointed. You think God is not listening to you. You think God doesn't hear your prayers. Let me encourage you today to stay in the fight. Keep asking the Lord. Keep asking the Lord to do the impossible for you. Keep believing with that little mustard seed of faith that God is going to do the impossible for you. And you keep praising him when you see little victories, when you see little tiny victories. You keep praising him and you keep thanking him and you keep saying, Lord, I know my change is coming. I'm not looking at where I'm at today. I'm not believing for what I see today, but I'm believing for what I see in the future, what I believe is coming in the future. And as you do that, as you start to call into being that which you haven't seen yet, and you start to call into being that which has not materialized in your hand or in your life or in your family, as you call into being, then God says, oh, I like that. I'm going to reward that man's faith, and I'm going to make her well, or I'm going to give her a healing. And so it says, from that day forth, Jesus said, your faith has made you well to the woman, and the woman was made well from that hour. Well, that very same chapter, down in verse 27, Jesus encounters two blind men along the road, and it says, when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be done to you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see that no one knows it. And so there's two different examples there in that chapter of Matthew where Jesus has said that your faith has made you well. And so if you're praying for healing for your body, maybe praying for healing for your mind, maybe your eyesight is failing, your hearing is failing, whatever it is, as you pray believing, you keep asking the Lord, you stay persistent, you keep knocking on his door in prayer, and when Jesus hears you, at the time that he discerns, at just the right time, God's timing is always perfect, he will bless you, and he will give you that healing. I'm not saying don't go to doctors. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's times when you may need to go to doctors. There's times when you may need to go to the woods and just fast and pray. There's times when you may need to go forward and accept the fact that your healing hasn't come yet. And as you move forward, then God will heal you slowly but surely. And there is even times when maybe God says, my grace is sufficient for you. I'm not going to give you a healing in this issue. My grace is sufficient. I'm going to let you keep that thorn in your flesh. And as you do that, then you'll start to appreciate everything even in greater measure. When you start to live with pain and start to understand that God is sufficient for you, even though you may have pain, even though you may be weak, even though you may be full of infirmity, that God is sufficient for you, his grace is sufficient for you, and that he is watching out for you no matter how you feel or no matter what condition your body is in. Well, the measure, as I spoke before, of your faith is to look at your works. Many people are sitting in church week after week, and that's great. They love to come to church. I'm all for that. And they sit there and they listen to another good sermon, or they go to another Bible study, another small group study, but that's the extent of their Christian walk. That's as far as they go. And what I'm challenging you to do today is to move forward in your Christian walk and do something great and mighty for the kingdom that goes beyond just sitting and receiving. It's similar to somebody who's on the sidelines of a football game or up in the stands of a football game. You believe for everything that you see happening there, and you're cheering it on, you're encouraging what you see, but you don't want to get in a fight. And so I would encourage you today, no matter where you are in your faith walk, maybe you're a new believer, or maybe you have been a believer for many years, I encourage you today, get in the faith walk. Go for something great and mighty. Go for the big prize. Paul said in the race, there's only one that gets the prize. And that is the one that hits that tape, the one that crosses the finish line first. That's the one that gets the prize. And so I encourage you to start thinking about how you can move forward in the kingdom and how you can do some great and mighty works for the kingdom and exercise your faith to believe for something even greater than what you have ever known in your life before. In James 2, verse 14, James says, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which they need for their body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So what James is saying is your faith is dead if you don't go and use your faith for some kind of works to help somebody in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, beloved, that you would come alongside this ministry and help support the orphanage project that we have going in Kenya. We're going to build a beautiful home for 50 children over in West Kenya. We have the land procured and we have a spring of water on the land. The land is fenced off and we're ready to build. And I pray somebody out there listening to me today would come alongside with a big loaf of provision and write out a check and say, let's get this home built and let's get this money in use for the kingdom of God. Let's put this money to use and provide these children a nice home where they're not out on the street and the young girls aren't being preyed upon. And so I believe somebody's going to do that. I know in the future, I'm seeing in the future, I've already seen the plans for the home, and I know that God is going to provide for it. It seems like an impossible project when I started to pray about it. It seemed like an impossible project, but God is able. That amount of money is nothing for God. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And so as we pray and believe for that, and God sees the need, then he will provide. Well, James wraps it up in this passage of scripture in verse 22. He says, do you see that faith was working together with Abraham's works, and by works faith was made perfect? The scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. And so you are justified, that is to say, you are judged righteous. When your works are judged, you are judged righteous by the measure of your works. And so as you step forward in the kingdom and you do something great for the kingdom, God says, oh, I like that. And he will reward you for the works that you have done here on this earth. God isn't coming back. He's not going to do the work for us. He's not going to send Jesus back again. He uses us broken vessels, us vessels of clay. And he is putting something in your mind right this very minute to do for the kingdom. And he is putting something in your mind that you can do that is beyond yourself, that is greater than what you can accomplish. But with God, all things are possible. And you are judged then, not just by the amount of faith you have, but you're judged by the works. And your works then are a manifestation, a visible manifestation of the faith that you have. Well, we have a couple of projects going over in Africa that I want to share with you about. First of all, the orphanage project. I've talked just a little bit about it. We want to get 50 children into a home there in West Kenya, and I believe somebody is going to help us, or maybe many people are going to help us get this project finished this year. And I believe there's going to be a team at my side, and we're going to be able to go over there in July and help get this project started and get it going. I ask you to pray about coming alongside and support this ministry, support the kingdom projects, and I ask you to come alongside and do something great and mighty. Maybe you can't go to Africa. Maybe you can't go there and do any work. You're not able. That's fine. God knows your capabilities. But maybe you can write out a check and put some of that money you've got in a CD account or in a savings account or some other place. Maybe you can put some of that money to use and build this nice home for these 50 children, these 50 orphaned children over there in Kenya. And secondly, we're going to be preaching crusades over in Africa again this summer and fall. And so I pray that you'll come alongside and help support the ministry in that way. Salvations are of the greatest measure of faith when people come to believe Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior and move out of that kingdom of unbelief and that kingdom of darkness, and they move into the kingdom of light and the kingdom of belief. That too is the greatest measure of a person's faith, that they believe The promises of God, the promises of His kingdom are yes and amen. And so those promises then they incorporate and they take into their own life, and their life is changed. To see a life changed, to see someone come out of unbelief and out of darkness and into the kingdom of light, probably the greatest thing that can ever happen for that person and for the kingdom of God, for their family, for their country. And so I'm going to be preaching crusades all over East Africa, in Burundi and in Uganda and Kenya and Congo. And so I pray that you would come alongside and help support this ministry to pay for these crusades and get involved in a kingdom. See your faith expand. See your faith expand from that little tiny mustard seed to maybe a big seed like a watermelon seed or a pumpkin seed, and see the works that are a result of your faith. And Jesus will then justify you, and He will say, "Come in, my good and faithful servant. You've done well. I've prepared a place for you, and come in and enjoy the place that I have for you." Well, we have contact information coming up here in just a minute. I pray that all of you would sit down and pray about your part in supporting this ministry. Send us a check and let us know you're listening. Let us know you are praying for us. And I thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.